It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Technology is definitely in the news these days, be it the latest solar and sheep farm in St. George or blockchain in business. On Wednesday, the Barbados International Business Association will be holding its FinTech conference, which features a conversation on blockchain. Blockchain business will be there. We recently heard from Industry Minister Davidson Ishmael that blockchain and non-fungible tokens are on government's agenda. This was at the launch of Quartz Business Solutions at the Hilton Barbados. Blockchain was there. William Santiago, a very knowledgeable blockchain entrepreneur from Curacao, is on the Bieber FinTech agenda Wednesday morning. The intention is to explain what blockchain is all about, talk about some of the challenges, and focus on the opportunities. The goal here is to start a discussion with the business community, which would lead to them going back to their management teams and starting a discussion of what might work for their operations. Blockchain business will be there, and we hope to have a very special guest who has started investing at 6 years old. This should be quite inspiring. The all-vital tourism sector is one area where blockchain crypto assets, including cryptocurrencies, offer tangible competitive advantages. Later on Wednesday afternoon, Caribbean economists will be having their annual review seminar, and blockchain business will be there as well to present a paper on the opportunities. Well, renewable energy presents a major opportunity. Windsor Solar and Sheep Farm is the latest venture to apply to government for permission to set up a project which will benefit all of Barbados. The applicant, Barbados Farms Limited, gets an opportunity to turn around a loss-making investment and make $5 million annually. Barbadians would get to eat lamb from an estimated 300 sheep grazing on the estate. The 10-megawatt system would also pump additional renewable energy into the grid and reduce the importation of fossil fuels, not to mention reduce the island's carbon footprint. Well, Barbados is diversifying, and the Prime Minister did say a few years ago it would move from sugarcane to blockchain. In this case, from sugarcane to the enriching warmth of the sun and solar energy. And from sugarcane to blockchain, perhaps we will be there to bring you news from Minister Ishmael on government's plans for ordinary folk to benefit from the new ecosystem of opportunities. So stay tuned for more, much, much more from the blockchain business on the Voice of Barbados.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.